Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us as we have another exciting episode for you. And tonight, the topic is, when was Christ crucified and resurrected? And after I read an article called, the same title, When Was Christ Crucified and Resurrected, on the website called www.thetrumpet.com, I discovered that someone else did some of the same research and analysis that I concluded and posted on my website, ManifestTheTruth.com, last year for the Lord's Feast, because we are in that season. And this year, 2018, is a significant year because it is the 70th anniversary that Israel became a nation. 1948, May 14th, which is the same as my birthday. So that is why I have a passion for Israel. God has a sense of humor, I like to say. But I challenge everyone, if you have not read Leviticus chapter 23, it's only 44 verses, just read that. The spring starts with verse 4 to verses to verse 22, and then from 23 to 44 is the fall season. And we should be following 1, 2, 3 every week, and that's the Sabbath. I'm calling you to boycott Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, Easter, whatever you want to call it, and instead observe Passover from sundown the 30th to sundown the 31st, and then from the 31st sundown to sundown April the 7th, observe the Feast of Tabernacle, Unleavened Bread, excuse me. Because it's very clear in verses, let's read, it is written in verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. Verse 5, in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no severe work therein. And this year it falls on a weekend. Verse 8. But ye should offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7th day is a holy convocation. Ye should do no severe work therein. And I put everything on the table to illustrate that this could not be the Sabbath the weekly Sabbath. It was a high Sabbath that Yeshua was crucified on, which was a Wednesday, and this is exactly what this research showed. We are commanded by the Lord to obey His commandments if we love Him. And many other Christian denominations are not doing it. And people wonder why their prayer is not being answered. Why they are not being healed, why their loved ones are dying prematurely. Because first, they're not reading the Bible for themselves. I admit, I didn't do it myself. I had established a relationship with God, which I took the long, long way around. I heard the audible voice of God tell me to do certain things, and I did not do it. And I don't want anyone to have to endure what I had to go through. And I'm so humble. Because the church has failed to do its job. And with this year, the Passover and Good Friday are occurring on the same day, people need to decide. Who are they going to serve? Three days and three nights does not equal those days from Friday to Sunday. I love God so much that I will do whatever it takes for people to wake up to advance His kingdom. And the enemy is frightening me every step of the way. Back off. Get under my feet. So I'm fasting and praying. The weirdest hour, and I would love for the international community to join me as well. On these days, God loves you, but you can't expect to get a blessing when you are being disobedient to Him. Like I said, I took the long way around. Years. I lost years of my life that I can never get back. I could get back my health, loved ones, my health, money, wealth. But one thing you can never ever get back is your time. Time is so precious to me now. And we need to realize that time is precious. And no one should be trying to have control over your life or over you. No one has that ability. God even gives us free will. It's your choice. I want everyone to go to heaven, but I realize that some people may not want to go, will not believe what is being said. And I'm horrified to learn that my relatives may not have, I may not see in heaven. I just want people to experience miracles, signs, and wonders and hear the audible voice of God. People have never heard the audible voice of God or experienced a supernatural miracle or anything. People, I've heard one mother talk about her Christian friends and how they're not well, they're disappointed, they're sad. Should that be the description of a follower of the Almighty God? That is the complete opposite, John 10:10. That He comes bring life more abundantly. But the thief who is Satan and his devil, they come to kill, steal, and destroy. Not or, and. Go read it. John 10:10. so. It's your choice. I want people to realize that medicity is the system in which we live in. And this is a quote from the 1958 movie, The Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman. And when I heard that quote, even though I watched that movie many times, something about that quote affected my soul and spirit, and I had to write it down, and I had to post it several times. Medicity is the system which we live in. And there was another post on Facebook that talked about that we've been lied to since birth. So medicity is a system which we have lived in since birth. Now I'll combine those two posts. Shouldn't we know the truth? The truth should set us free. We should not accept half-truths or complete lies. We should say enough is enough. We cannot be quiet or accept the status quo. For those of us who know the truth, we need to ring out. We need to speak the truth. So, every night until sunset on Saturday, I will be doing prayer and fasting. And spending time with God, because during this time down his life for us. And we need to know the truth. And I've known the truth since 2010. And believe me, these ruthless, relentless enemies, devils, have tried to kill me every which way they could. And even my family members, starting with a 5-year-old child, giving him the swine flu. Of Yeshua. And the Holy Ghost telling me what I needed to do. He may have been 18,001 casualties, because we are in a spiritual warfare. This is war, and yes, in war there are casualties, but I was not going to. This young boy's life cut short because the enemy was retaliating against me. And this is something that is not really taught in church.
that when you have anointing in your life, the enemy will look around, scurry around, seeking for someone to devour. They look at the children because they are vulnerable, and the seniors, citizens, and the sick. God had me in a fasted life. I was fasting all the time. 3 days, 21 days, 3 days completely, just like the Esther fast, with no water, no food, complete fast. I actually did it one time, 4 days, or one meal, praying upwards, 5 hours a day, reading the Bible, praying for hours and hours, worshiping, praising, and praying for hours and hours until the atmosphere was shifted and feeling the presence of God. And that's what we're going to do every day. I want people to bring their loved ones who are sick so that they can be healed. Those who don't know if God is real, but if they finish listening to these shows, they will know that God is real. Praying for the children, because the children are vulnerable. Everyone has a role to play in this spiritual warfare. What will be your role? We want our nations to be healed. We want our people to be healed. We want to fight evil at every level, alongside with God. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy and me not following the current teachings of the church, that is why I'm here. That is why my nephew is here. I gave up everything. I sacrificed everything for those who I love, because I did not want to be the reason why they died prematurely, because of my selfishness or my lack of faith. So I'm asking you, because Yeshua Jesus sacrificed his life for all mankind, and we are breaking his heart. It starts with you.
prayer and fasting. Some devils do not come out, Isaiah 21 and Mark 9:29. The power of prayer and fasting has healed people, saved nations, and started revivals. We need to moan, cry out to God with earnest prayers and thanksgiving, humility, and repentance for not obeying the word of God, servant Satan. And we're using prayer, number one, the saints believers commitment prayer at manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. And you could do whatever fasting you want. You can give up junk food, processed foods, leavened foods. The Feast of Unleavened Bread starts on Sunday. From Saturday evening at sunset to Sunday until sunset. Excuse me. I have my matzos, M-A-T-Z-O-S. And I'm going to take it with my grapefruit. I meant grape juice. And no, eaten. Leavened bread. Or anything with leaven. Second thing is to blow a sound of shofar in every nation daily. If you sound that alone with the shofar, will save you from your enemies. Numbers 10:9. Now, if you don't own a shofar, you can play the shofar videos daily, well as included in your worship, praise, and prayer time with God. And I have these songs I play, which I posted, as well as several different shofars. I have a 12-hour shofar that you can play while sleeping or driving or working, at the hospital, your home, even the morgue. Go to manifestthetruth.com/blow-the-shofar-play-songs.html. Then unity defeats evil. So you could join us on the 1 hour international worship, praise, and prayer calls. From midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern Time. And for the U.S., the call in number is 641-715-0865. And access code is 557-452-pound. And other nations, we're going to have a table listing your local country number, and you use the same access code. And then from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. caller number 641-715-0865. Access code 104870#. Everything will be posted at manifestthetruth.com, as well on the Facebook group Heal the Nations Movement. Choice is yours. God gives you free will, and He loves you, but we are breaking His heart. Many of us need to stop complaining and start praying and forgiving. And for those who refuse to forgive, our Heavenly Father will not forgive you aggressions and trespasses. So the choice is yours, because He gives you free will. He loves you. But do you love Him? You love Him. You follow His commandment. I have seen and experienced miracles, signs, and wonders. The only thing I have never experienced is the resurrection of someone, and I can't wait until someone comes back and tells me how heaven was, needing Yeshua. So I'm praying and that during these weeks, we will hear someone come back from the dead. And then we will have this show every night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Call a number, this is only for U.S., is 347-677-1955. Or chat and listen to the live or archive show at blogtalkradio.com/ISAM. Unity defeats evil, and that's why there is power in two or more gathered in His name. So Jews and Gentiles should unite, because we serve the same God, the same Lord. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on Him. Father. Resurrection Sunday. Instead of celebrating and observing these pagan holidays, observe the Lord's feast. I have seen it called the Jews' feast, which is not true. Read Leviticus 23, verses 1 to 23. Just read those verses for the spring season. And God, He said, these are His feasts, not. If that's the case, then why would a Christian observe Pentecost? We cannot just pick and choose which scriptures we're going to obey, which words we're not. All scriptures are inspired by God. Some of us to be free from our enemies, just like the Jewish people were free. We need to pray. We need to fast. We need to sound the shofar. Say, enough is enough. We are not your slaves anymore. We are free. We need to call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices. So please join us because we just need a remnant of people. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we stand in agreement with all godly prayers and supplications that's been prayed to you today. And we rebuke and bind all ungodly prayers and supplications. In the name of Yeshua, and loose the blood of Yeshua and the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy and cover them now in the name of Yeshua. And we pray for the peace in Jerusalem in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Yeshua, we call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices in the name of Yeshua. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining us. And please go to manifestthetruth.com or the Facebook page group, the Healer Nations Movement. God bless you and shalom.